Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Reef per se, that's not going to solve any problem for you just to know who I am. And I said that just for you to know, but I'm not your leader. I'm not trying to be your leader. I don't want to be your leader. You already have one, truth be told. Let's be honest about that, because I'm morally obligated, duty-bound to tell you about that leader. And I suspect that's why you're here today. That's what the Real Talk for Real People show is all about, telling you about your leader from a historical perspective, not my own opinion, but using the words of the Most High brought to you by his prophets and so on and so forth. We're about to get on to another prophet. It was in captivity with King Joachim, the puppet king. And also he was a Levitical priest. And he gave you, when he first comes on the scene, talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, he didn't come out of nowhere like the red letter folks. He gave you some historical perspectives about himself so it could validate what he was saying. Not just fairy tale. No. Most all our prophets had some validation coming from our nation, who they were, and what they were all about. And as Ezekiel, first chapter. Yes, we're here to tell you about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And what better way to tell you through the mouths of these prophets by virtue of the script, the text, the information they left, historically speaking. And that's what we do. We give commentaries. We give you a bird's eye view, a critical analysis and assessment, leaving no stone in our leaf unturned, while crossing every T and dotting every I. And you may be asking yourselves, who are the others? Because I am saying we. Well, we have Sister Avia from New York City. Sister Avia, we call our point sister. She keeps us on point when we all script, and she said, no, Yom Suf, you're not supposed to be there. You're supposed to be here. And so we are happy to have her to keep us on point. Sister Yehudi is from Detroit, Michigan. She is not with us tonight because she has taken a sabbatical until July. Well, July. I'm making a fun thing now. You lie. Not the you lie. You lie. You lied before, but I'm talking about July 5th. Also, we have Cartriel from New York City. Cartriel loves the Most High, just like all of us do. And he trusts the Most High. His strength comes from the Most High. He utilized the Most High word on two occasions that I know of. Probably more. You know it's got to be many more than that. But two occasions he shared with me, and I will share with you. Now you can use the same Most High, just like there's only one, just like he does. When he was Cartriel, was 14 years old, he was feeling a little down and under the funk. He figured, oh, why me? My way of cashing my chips. But then the Most High inspired him to come to him through the Psalms. And he said, no. Forget about all that nonsense. I'm your strength. And here lies Cartriel. Well, not lies. Fair terminology. Cartriel is with us today because of his trust in the Most High and the strength of the Most High. Also, Cartriel was a young man. Starting out in his work, which was carpentry, Cartriel found that he had a trepidation of heights. And, you know, in New York City, they got those big high towers and whatnot. There again, Cartriel went to the Most High. The Most High became his strength. He relied on the Most High through the uses of the Psalms, the songs. King David, the Korah, Asaph, so on and so forth. He relied upon those Psalms. He tested the Most High. The Most High said, I am your strength. The Most High was Cartriel's strength. He did 30 years in that profession. And he's still with us because he relied on the Most High. He got up each morning, as we should all do, prayed to the Most High to be his strength. The Most High was. And he thanked the Most High for being his strength. After. giving praise and thanksgiving to the Most High. It's what he did, what we shall all be doing. Praise him, bless his holy name. So without further ado, let me bring my fellow students along with me. I'm a student too. On Sister Abigail from New York City. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. Yes, and all praises and glory to Yah. It's so good to be back, and may Yah continue to bless us all.
Praise Yah, and it's good to have you back, Sister Abigail. Praise Yah. You know, I got to get some stories out of you about your trust in the Most High. I know some things about you, but your trust in the Most High has been your strength. I got to get some stories out you, tell about you too, and your reliance on the Most High. You got to tell me some stories. You ain't got to tell me your deep dark secrets. Tell me some stories we share. We share. But the only story I need to tell about Yom Suf is he was a crash dummy. And the Most High became my wisdom and understanding, and certainly my strength. Praise and bless the holy name. Thank you, praise Yah. Now, Cartriel from New York City. Cartriel, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. May the Most High bless y'all. Shalom. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Good to be back together again.
You better believe it. It's good to have you back.
Praise Yah. Good to hear your voice. And need to hear your life a little bit. You know, you was a crash dummy. I'm sure. You know, trials and tribulations that you was going through. You probably could write a book that was a movie.
Yeah. I was in them Four Stars with Bars hotel on many occasions. And the Most High sort of stopped me in my tracks. And I started thinking about things and really started doing a self-examination. And I know what was working for me was working on me. It wasn't working for me. And the Most High led me through other brothers and sisters to become knowledgeable of the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. He blessed me on so many occasions, a truckload of blessings. And so I got a lot of stories to tell in regards to the Most High. But I'm going to tell y'all this, Cartriel. Mama used to tell me when I was a crash dummy, boy, you better take an ex-fool's advice. You better stop doing that the other. It's going to catch up with you. And it certainly did. Now, thanks to the Most High, Cartriel, I can say the very same thing that I ignored about my mama. You better take an ex-fool's advice. It ain't going to work for you. It's going to work on you. It's true.
I'll give you one real quick. Mm-hmm. I've been hit by 3 cars, and I'm still here because y'all saved me. And each time I was hit, I had been drinking. And
right,
I begged and begged for y'all to remove that addiction from me. And it happened.
Praise Yah. And bless his holy name.
Yes,
thank the Most High, you wasn't drinking and driving. But
that's true.
It's true.
Most High.
It wasn't no fun getting it hit either.
Oh, no.
Cartriel, she said basically, let me explain to you in layman's terms. What she was saying, ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. Go ahead, Cartriel.
I know what she's talking about because my wife got hit by an SUV along with my grandson.
Oh.
So.
Ooh,
I feel for you.
Was she walking, Cartriel?
Yeah, she was crossing the street in New York City.
Oh.
In the Bronx.
Ooh. Yeah, well,
but,
I
Most High,
once in the Bronx and once in Manhattan.
Right.
The Most High won't let you destroy yourself when nothing else destroy you if he has a purpose for you.
Exactly.
Praise God.
I like what you said, Cartriel, there. Will you repeat that again for the listeners?
Okay, write this down. The Most High will not let you destroy yourself. Because when you're young, you don't know. You're trying to figure life out. And sometimes you might want to throw life away. And a lot of my friends threw their life away. And me, I was like in the vibe, like, what's the whole point? And the Most High said, nope, I got something for you. And I heard his voice. I'm like, yeah, okay. Let me see what you got for me, y'all, because I don't see it myself.
Right.
And eventually you do see it. And
right.
then
yeah.
he doesn't let the outside forces destroy you.
Right.
He has a purpose for you. So
yeah.
he won't let you destroy yourself or outside forces destroy you if he has a purpose for you. And he does have a purpose for you. You just got to figure it out.
Exactly. Because you know, country and sister, Avia, when I was a little boy, I was a bad little boy. And my brothers and sisters were sent to the laundry and to wash clothes. Me with my little bed behind Melon, this little girl that was at the laundromat. And she ran out the laundromat. My little bed behind ran right by. I think I was about 3 years old, 4 years old, something like that. The little girl made it across the street to her father's barbershop. Me right behind her, Melon. A taxi cab hit me. I was like that old white woman. Have a phone. I can't get up. I don't even know where I'm at. But thanks to the Most High, it was only a broke leg, Kytrell. But it could have been far worse. Like you said, the Most High ain't going to let you destroy yourself if he wants you to use you for something.
Yep.
So you sound like my brother now too, but my brother got hit by a cab, but he jumped up and ran back home. And when I told Ma the cab hit him and knocked him down, Ma said, "Why didn't you stay down?" And because she was going to come out for me to come get it, and she would come out. And he said, "Because you told me if I get hit by a car, you were going to kill me."
He was more scared of mama than they. He sounded like Kytrell mama.
Yeah, cause
but you know, I really can't see Kytrell mama, but I like that because he said she was a gorgeous woman. I just can't see Sergeant Mom a gorgeous woman with that Marine Corps attitude. I just can't see it.
You ever see my mother's sister? Go ahead, Kytrell.
Yeah, we had dishwashing assignments, right? Mm-hmm. She'd be away at school or work. And we used to battle who was supposed to wash the dishes, me, my brother, and my sister.
Right.
And if you do a half-assed job, mom coming home with the white glove treatment, she going to look in the cabinet because you had to wash them, dry them, and put them away. You put them dishes up in the cabinet, they all greasy and dirty, and waking you up early in the morning. All them dishes out the cabinet, putting them back in the sink, and you're going to wash them dishes right. So you might as well do it right the first time.
Yeah.
But you have to learn those lessons.
But you know, Kytrell, I'm sorry, Sister Abigail, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Kytrell, your mother and my mother sound like they was related. Cause you
they are. Hebrew Israelites.
They are. Because mama wake you up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and you going to clean that up right.
Their daughters are better.
I'm not talking about tapping you. I'm not talking about tapping you to wake you up. I'm talking about a shock wake up with like a belt coming across your bathtub.
Mama's mouth sounds just as bad for us.
Exactly. But I was telling my wife, I love my grandfather. In Chicago, when mom had left dad one time, and granddaddy worked, he was a quiet man. He worked at a donut factory, and we'd be sitting on the porch waiting on him. We'd be looking for at the bus stop. Oh, granddaddy come. Ooh, I want a sugar donut, chocolate donut, coconut. Ooh. And we'd see granddaddy. I'd get on the porch. I'd be, my feet be running. I wouldn't go nowhere. But my grandmama, she came to visit, and I was mad at her for a long time. Because, see, you folks be visiting. This ain't your house. This my daddy's house, my mama's house. See, I had a ritual. Every night, everybody go to bed, I'd get out of bed, sneak in the kitchen, get me a sweet potato. And that wasn't her business, because that was my dad. They knew my ritual. They knew what I was doing. But grandma, she had to play police detective. So one night, I go in to turn it, you know, open the refrigerator. Grandmama's pops up. Boy, what you doing in here, Ronald? Nothing. And grandma beat the brakes off me. I even told her that at her funeral. Grandma wasn't nothing like. I love the old lady, but grandma wasn't nothing. Yeah, beat the brakes off me.
Lord.
I said, I hope that old lady go back to Chicago. Was she down here anyway, disturbing my ritual? I don't think I got no more sweet potatoes after that, though. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I got a lot of stories to tell you. Yum Super Reaper, a crack dummy. You better believe it. All right, y'all.
Still trying to recover.
Look, I had to do like alcoholic numbers. I had to take a more inventory. I had to go back. I had to find out the tricking mechanism. See, when you're doing wicked stuff, I found out going back in my past, doing a critical analysis and assessment. For some people, it don't work for some people. It works on some people. Now, for me, it didn't work for me. It worked on me. That's why I advise people, don't be trying to catch up with the wickedness Joneses. It ain't going to work for you. It's going to work. You trying to be like they are. Fight against them. You can't use their techniques to fight against them. You have to use the Most High and his techniques. Then like Cartier mentioned, that martial artist, you have certain techniques. The Most High left you certain techniques and codification. As long as you working like that, it's going to work for you. As long as you try to be like the Wicked Joneses, it's going to work on you.
Which is why King David and King Solomon were so important. And for me, I repeat it over and over again. Mm-hmm. Psalms and Proverbs give you spiritual strength, which most people mm-hmm. don't really tap into. But when you focus on the thoughts and what was on the heart of King David and the wisdom that King Solomon was given, it helps you control yourself. It helps you go to higher dimensions that you probably really didn't realize. We're about to go into it because our history is tied with the Most High. And all the prophets that we've read about, Isaiah, Yirmiyahu, and now you're about to read Ezekiel, they come from a certain family. They come from the priest's house, which is the sons of Aaron. And they are the ones that get these prophecies and these visions, not the common Israelites. And why do they get them? Because they're the closest one to the Most High's spirit, his presence.
Exactly. And that's why Ezekiel got one. And he verified his lineage and so on and so forth. Just not like the
original. And it didn't matter.
Right.
It didn't matter where they were. He's in captivity in Babylon, and Yah still visits him.
In the 30th year of their captivity, Katria.
Yes.
That's when he started come on the scene and started speaking. In the 30th year of the captivity of Hebrew Israelites.
And you can see he was on the scene when the prophet Yirmiyahu was on the scene. Because Yirmiyahu was talking about Jehoiakim and Zedekiah, the last two kings of Judah. And we see the prophet Ezekiel is right there on the scene with him. He's one of the priests that they took in the first wave of the captivity when the book of Nezah conquered the Judites.
Because he speaks about the puppet king, King Jehoiakim. He speaks about him.
Jehoiakim was the one that was properly in line, but he just didn't listen to the word of Yah.
Okay.
So King Nebuchadnezzar set up the puppet king, his brother, King Zedekiah.
Okay. Gotcha.
King Zedekiah is the puppet king.
Oh, so it's a reversal. Okay.
Yes.
I'm glad you...
Jehoiakim is King Zedekiah's older brother.
Oh.
And he refused to listen to Yah. And then he did, which is why Yah showed him mercy. But his brother Zedekiah was the puppet king, which is why the princes of Judah didn't respect him at all, did they?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
He was scared of them. He was afraid of them.
He's a puppet.
All right. Yeah.
Katria, I'm glad you cleared it up for us because I was thinking in error, and that's what we're here for, to sharpen one another. The whole aspect to sharpen one another, and certainly Katria has sharpened me in this regard. I hope he's sharpened you too. So let's get started. Ezekiel chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day, I mean, he is specific. As I was among the captives by the river where they settled them. Babylonians had a propensity to take people into captivity to settle them and sort of like modify them, domesticate them to their ways, just like they did in this Western Hemisphere.
It was funny. You could see him as a prisoner. He got the stripes on the wall, day five, day six, day seven,
right.
Month eight, month nine. He marking it on the wall. So
he
in the fourth month, day of the month.
I've done that before, so Kaji, don't trigger no bad feelings for me. I've done that before. Thank you.
I'm sorry. But that's what you do. You in prison. You captive. You count the days one by one, even the hours.
don't trigger me, Kajir. But then again, Kajir, to be said, I can feel what he feels because I'm not happy.
Yeah.
I'm not happy. And he wasn't happy. That one wasn't his place he wanted to be. He made the best of a bad situation. But he realized he was deep behind him, enemy nothing, unlike some of us. Some of us think this our stuff. I hear him on TV. Our constitution. Our laws. You don't got no constitution. And you don't make no law. You comply with them. Ours. I get sick of saying that. I'm just totally complacent, apathetic, and content. Ours. Ezekiel.
Yes, let's get back to the focus with Ezekiel, because he shows you he's focused while he's in prison. And
right.
The fact that he's in prison, he receives a vision from the Most High.
Right.
It's not like he's seeing with his eyes. His vision comes
right.
to him. His spirit to him.
Right. Because he's not content. He's waiting on the day, the hour, the moment. I saw visions of Yah on the fifth day of the month, which was in the 50th year of King Jehoiakim's captivity. The word of the Elohim came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzan, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river where they were settled, by the river Chebar, somewhere in Iraq, known Iraq. And the hand of the Elohim was upon him there. And it goes on to describe by the hand of the Most High being upon him what he saw. Then I looked and behold a whirlwind. And y'all need to go check these colors out that the Most High through Ezekiel is making reference. I looked at the colors, the amber, the beryl, and so on and so forth, to get an idea what he saw. It was coming out of the north, a great cloud with a raging fire engulfing it. And brightness was all around it, radiating out of the mist like the color of amber. Go look it up. Out of the mist of the fire. Also, from within it came the likeness. A likeness is not a specification. It's a likeness of what you saw. Of four living creatures. And this was the appearance. They had the likeness of a man. They resemble man. Each one had four faces. Each one of these creatures, four faces. Each one had four wings. Their legs were straight. They didn't have no knees and whatnot. They had straight legs, like a dog front leg. And the soles of their feet were like the soles of the calves' feet. They sparkled like the color of burnished bronze. Go look it up. The hands of a man were under their wings, on their four sides, and each of the four had faces and wings. Their wings touched one another. The creatures did not turn. They had to turn when they went, but each one went straight forward. They could go sideways, backwards, or forward. They had to turn. As for the likeness of their faces, each had the face of a man. Each of these four creatures had the face of a lion on the right side. Each of the four had the face of an ox on the left side. And each of the four had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces. Their wings stretched upward. Two wings of each touched one another. And two covered their bodies. Each one went straight forward. They went wherever the spirit wanted to go. They did not turn when they went. Like I said, they could go sort of like a spaceship. They didn't have to turn around like these modern-day aeroplanes. They could go backwards, forwards, left or right. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance were like burning coals of fire. The appearance of torches going back and forth among the living creatures. The fire was bright. Out of the fire went lightning. And the living creatures ran back and forth in appearance like the flash of, they fast. They were quick drama drop. Now, as I looked at the living creatures, behold, a wheel was on the earth beside each living creature with four faces. The appearance of the wheel and their working was like the color of beryl. Look it up. All four had the same likeness. The appearance of their working was as if it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. It's like a gyroscope that goes in an airplane. That's what it really is, a gyroscope. And when they moved, they went toward one another. They went toward any one of the four directions. They did not turn aside. They didn't turn. They go left, right, backwards, and so on and so forth. They did not turn aside when they went. Imagine that. As for their rims, they were so high, they were awesome. These wheels within a wheel. Their rims were full of eyes all around the four of them. When the living creatures went, the wheel went beside them. It's gyroscope. They could see everything. When the living creature was lifted up from the earth, the wheel lifted up too. Wherever the spirit wanted to go, they went. Mm-hmm. Besides, because of these, the spirit went. And the wheels were lifted toward together with them, these creatures. Each one had a wheel. For the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels, this gyroscope. And when those stood, these stood, these gyroscopes. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheel was lifted up together with them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. The likeness of the firmament above the heads of the living creature was like the color of an awesome crystal stretched out over their heads. And under the firmament, their wings spread out straight one toward another. Each one had two which covered one side, and each one had two which covered the other side of the body. When they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of many waters, sound like waters, like a Niagara Falls type situation. Many waters. Like the noise of many waters, like the voice of the Almighty. Voices like roaring, thunderous, like a waterfall. A tumult like the noise of an army. And when they stood still, they let down their wings. A voice came from above the firmament that was over their heads. And whenever they stood, they let down their wings. And above the firmament, over their heads, was a likeness of a throne in appearance, like a sci-fi. Look up the color stone. On the likeness of the throne was a likeness, because you can't look at Yah and Leah, but the appearance of a man high above it. Also, from the appearance of his waist and upward, I saw as it were the color of amber, with the appearance of fire all around it. And from the appearance of his waist downward, I saw it as it were the appearance of fire with brightness all around, like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day. So was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Yah. This was the appearance of the likeness, like a photo taken, a likeness of the glory of the Elohim. Praise and bless the Most High. Those creatures, those gyroscope wheels, I hate to run into one, if the Most High was against me. And certainly the appearance was not the Most High, but appearance, a likeness of the Most High that was terrified, I assume, to Ezekiel, as was those creatures that could travel left or right, backward and forward, with the gyroscope wheel, with those many eyes, and they're looking at you, and that gyroscope in the other wheel that is a modern day gyroscope, and I believe that's why our enemy got using the gyroscope in their aeroplanes. By studying the Most High Word, but like we don't study the Most High Word, they produce a gyroscope in helicopters, aeroplanes, and so on and so forth. Because of our negligence, we don't want to study the Most High. We don't study anything about the Most High. And tools that you lead for us to study them can improve our lives and so on and so forth. And that's quite unfortunate. And that's why we said these things are codified. The Most High is codified. Those terrifying angels are codified. Those gyroscopes with the eyes, those wheels, that's looking at everywhere, men with eyes looking at everything, don't miss nothing, should be terrifying to you. Should be so terrifying to you that you get yourself right with the Most High's contrail, always saluting. You may have this day, but what's the guarantee you'll have tomorrow? There is no guarantee. Praise and bless his holy name, contrail. Sister Avia, y'all have the mic.
No, I was just thinking the same thing. That's a terrifying sight for someone to see, like a nightmare. I wouldn't want to see that.
Man, how did he had to been so intensely focused on what he saw for him to describe. He was intently focused on what the Most High allowed him to see, and he described it to the teeth. He described the likeness of these creatures, and he described the likeness of the Elohim, which was terrifying. These creatures, to the Most High, was like sitting upon his throne, sitting upon them. They could move him around wherever he wanted to go, whenever he wanted to go. And these gyroscopes, these wheels within the wheel, with eyes all on these wheels, one within and one without, that don't miss a thing. I suspect he was like average president. He was all shook up.
Yes, indeed.
And you being an ex-crash dummy, they probably would have locked you up in the insane asylum if you tried to describe what he described here.
Ain't no problem to it, Castrill. I would have said, the wheel within the wheel. I seen the wheel. Oh, eyes all everywhere. I seen the boy left, right, up and down. It had faces, had a man face, had an eagle face, had a lion face, had an ox face. I was going to face the nutty being, okay?
Calm down, sir. Calm down, sir. But you can see.
What's that woman telling me, Katya? Calm down, sir. Calm down.
You can see there's some kind of technology going on that they don't have today. Anywhere they moved, they didn't have to turn. They were just there because their spirit was in the wheel, which is some kind of vehicle they were using to move up and down and east, west, north, and south, whatever direction they, and they were moving lightning quick. Woo-wee, what is that? And then, I mean, they stopped for him to see them, and he gives a detailed description. They have four faces, and he describes their faces. And he makes a distinction between what he saw with Yah and what he saw with them, because he never describes him seeing the face of Yah, doesn't he? He said he had the appearance of a man, and then he bowed down. He didn't want to see Yah's face. He said, I saw, as it were, glowing metal, the appearance of fire and all around. So he's describing.
Brother Carter, that's not me. Just like they said, they couldn't stand the sound of Yah's voice. So how they looking at his face, that's not me.
Exactly. And he describes the voice. That's what he starts with. 25. Yes. It was a voice above the expanse that was over their heads. When they stood, they let down their wings because y'all must have commanded them to stop. above the expanse that was over their heads was like the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne was the likeness of the appearance of a man above it. So he's not really describing Yah. He's describing a throne and what he seems to see as a man. Mm-hmm. I saw, as it were, now he goes back, glowing metal, as were the appearance of fire. He's not describing Yah within it, all around, from the appearance of his waist. Now you describe it from the waist down, waist up, waist and up. And from the appearance of his waist down, I saw as it were, as there were brightness all around him, as the appearance of the rainbow that is in the cloud in the day of rain. So was the appearance of the brightness all around. So he couldn't see past that brightness. It was the appearance of the whiteness of Yah's glory. When I saw it, I fell on my face. He couldn't go no further. He couldn't look into the Most High's face. And then he heard that voice again. And I heard a voice of one that spoke.
Yes.
Wee, what an experience. Wow.
Terrifying.
Wow.
And wondrous at the same time, got you.
Ezekiel. Ezekiel, he counting these days. It's been 30 years and 4 months and 5 days.
Ask anybody that have seen themselves in them four stars and bars, we count to 10. You better believe it. Ain't no problem.
You know what's so coincidental? You know what's so coincidental? Just got news today that your favorite rapper singer, R. Kelly, received 30-year prison sentence.
Yeah, my wife was telling me about that. She told me he got 30 years.
Yeah.
That's to be expected.
Do you know Ezekiel?
No.
But I hope he gets his right. I hope he gets his life right with the Most High.
I do too. I do too, Country. Because at that 30 years, he's a first-time offender. And I'm going to tell you what he gets. Now, first-time offender, they give it a different rate at 30 years. You can look for him to do, before he come up for parole, roughly about.
Okay.
Yeah, about 10 years, he come up for parole.
They won't let him out before 15.
No, they don't let him out. He'll do about half that time.
So, what's that woman that was helping the other man? He got 20 years?
Yeah.
But that, I guess that's to them, because she white and he black. So, of course, they're going to tag him.
That's how it go. You don't know? You said
yeah, she gets 20. Yeah. She gets 20 and he gets 30.
Yeah.
And sometimes the Most High will throw you in them prisons just so you can find him.
Right.
Like Kelly, he needs to be
that's
like Joseph.
True.
He needs to be like Daniel. He needs to find the Most High for real. In front of like
exactly.
Yes.
If he was in Memphis, I'd try to go see him. I'd try to go see him. You need to get your mind right, bro.
He's up here in New York.
What's that called?
He's up here in New York. He's up here in New York.
He
got sent this in Brooklyn.
Oh,
is I don't know where they're going to send him.
Oh, okay. They're going to send him to some New York. Yeah. Well, we'll pray for the brother. We'll pray for the brother that he find the Most High.
Universal white racial supremacy found a little something wrong with a little bumping ground.
I can't say it. No.
If he make it out, he ain't coming out the same man.
Yeah, well, look here, Ron Allen said, I think I know you. Kelly said, no, you don't know me. What's your name, boy? I think I know you. Mr. B.
All right.
Yeah. Wait a minute, I think I know you. No, sir, you don't know me. Somebody knew it, okay? Somebody knew it. And I'm going to pray for the brother, too. Mr. Big Gaddy.
And he ain't been saying ever since, huh?
No, he ain't been saying ever since. Mr. Big get you. You got it. Especially if you ain't got the Elohim with you. And the Most High is not your rock, your strength, your redeemer, the wings you hide beneath the pinions of, your high tower, your shield, your buckler. You got trouble, and you got real big trouble. That's why I tell people, stop trying to work the Joneses. You won't try to be like the wicked Jones. That works for them. That does not work for you. That works on you. You got to work with the Most High code. That works for you. Okay? Anything else, take an ex-fool's advice, as Mama used to tell you. Gonna work on you. So get the code right. Apply the code. Live by the code. Trust in the Most High. As a matter of fact, do like King Dawood. Get a heart like King Dawood. It'll help facilitate your studies and your dedication and your trust. Think about King Dawood. King Saul is after this man. He could have did a wicked thing. He could have I do a reap what you sow. I'm gonna put my hands on you. This man was so humble. Choked trusting in the Most High. He told the Most High, you anointed him. I ain't got no right to put my hand on that man. Okay? Whatever you want, you work it out. I'll just be in the sideways. Call me out on the stage when you need me. That's humility right there. A lot of us ain't got that, but a lot of us need it, truth be told. Go ahead, Contra, Sister Abia.
No, I'm ready.
I see opportunity for R. Kelly, because all those celebrities out there who think that their fame and their fortune allow them to do anything and everything any way they want to, he should be a lesson for all of them. And while he's in prison, he should help as many of his brothers as he can.
Yeah, because he still got a little money hid away now. Okay? R. Kelly still got a little something hid away. For a rainy day. And he should, like Cartrell said, help his fellow brother and sister out. Well, he can't help the sisters. He already helped them too much some. But he needs to be helping them brothers that's locked down with him.
And it ain't always about money. Maybe they got talent that he can help them develop.
Yeah.
That they can use it in a positive way.
Right, so they can get out, you know, teach them how to sing and teach them, keep your hand off them young girls and whatnot, you know. So that ain't working for you. It's gonna work on you. Just, look at me. Look at me. What did I do? I thought I was ego run amok. Don't do that. If you're gonna get in a music career, get in and get out and do the right thing when you're in there. Keep your hand off them young girls, young boys, whatever they're doing now. Keep your hands off them.
Because the man who believes he can fly is in a bird cage now.
I'm the world greatest. He found out he wasn't the world greatest. True.
These people don't care about you. They don't care about us. How famous you get. Matter of fact, you become a bigger target for them.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, look with Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Michael Jackson. I don't know if OJ did it. I wasn't there. Look at it. Went after OJ. And then went after a second time over some stuff that hit was ill. He went there to retrieve his own stuff. That's what he got. How you gonna break in my house, steal my stuff, and I'm going to come to the hotel with you there with my crew.
No.
I'm going to come back, Aviar. Then I go to jail for
Well, see, that's the fool for you. That's the fool.
He put himself in a bad position. He should have let the law take it in that hand.
Yeah.
And you know what happens? You know what happens, Yamsu?
What's that?
Every time one of these situations happen, they run to every Israelite or African American on the planet and want their opinion.
I see him.
Huh?
And me? I wasn't there. I don't know about OJ business, but I wasn't there. I ain't got nothing to say on that man's business. It don't pertain to me. That's just my brother from another mother. Whatever he did, he did.
That ain't got nothing to do with me. Okay? And I don't know whether or not you did it or not. I wouldn't. I can't speak on something I don't know of. And I ain't gonna give you no commentary. You need to get the mic out of my face, okay?
And I had to tell him, I don't be asking you about Jack the Ripper and Wayne Gracie and Ted Bundy and all these guys. Why are you asking me about OJ?
Right.
I don't even speak on none of it like that. If it comes, the seventh cook, it's the same way we treat each other. If somebody comes talking to me about something you did, they can keep that to themselves. Like I tell them, that's none of my business.
I'm not interested like you have, like you got you, about every Tom, Dick, and Harry's business. It don't pertain to me. And if you got a problem with what they're doing, you need to talk to them. Don't talk to me. I ain't with that gossip and stuff, okay? You just trying to encourage me to gossip. I'm not with that. If you got a problem with them, take it over there. Don't take it over me. Okay?
You know what you say in New York, right?
Yeah.
You say that?
My name is Bennett, and I ain't in it.
Yeah.
And some people call it
all the ones, Brother Cartier, the other ones say ABC, see your way out of this, or something like that.
Oh, yeah. A and B having a conversation, see your way out of it.
Exactly.
That's right.
So I'm like you, Cartier. I'm not interested. That's between God and them. Not me, okay? If they did something wrong, y'all go handle it. I'm not speculating on them folk business because they ain't going to add nothing to me or take away nothing from me. Talk about them folk business. It don't matter to me.
These brothers that's out here doing it, what they doing, R. Kelly, they see the Europeans doing the same thing and wonder why the European get away with it and he can't.
Yeah. And they ain't. So I'm trying to do what they can do. That works for them. It works on you. Because you're not part of the crew. You think you're part of anything. And my boy, he's still trying to get a football career where the folk despise him just because he took a knee. Okay? He'll be still on a football training, still trying to get an EBA 80, 90 years old, throwing the ball. Well, he won't be throwing the ball. He'll just fall out of his hands. Okay? You got enough money, man. Make up your own football league, okay? You got enough money. Get some other brothers together, got a little money. That's what you want to do. But you're not going to get in that thing and take over that thing. Do your own thing, man.
And football is just another gladiator game, another slave market. Another way and means to keep Israel's warriors preoccupied with playing little boys' games.
And it's killing him, Katri, taking on concussion blows. It's killing him.
Oh, yeah.
And Tim Cartrell has got this concussion problem that Will Smith played the doctor in there. Them folks be broke, ain't got nothing, ain't got a pot to pee in or what to throw out at him. This is literally killing him.
You're talking about real live crash dummies, professional football, the NFL, real crash dummies.
Exactly. Like I said, they thing work for them, and they prosper, but it only works on us, and we don't prosper as a result. Do the most high thing. Do the cold thing. That's going to work for you. Anything else keeping up with the wicked universal white race President Joneses ain't gonna work for you. I've seen it. I've seen it by my own experience and by my observation. It don't work for you. It works on you.
I don't know if you'll watch Ancient Aliens. That's like a program.
Right.
They're talking about visitors from other planets have come to planet Earth, star people, and things of this nature. One episode had where they were talking about the Russian cosmonauts, and they're beginning to declassify a lot of the secret information they had in regards to UAPs. They call them unidentified aerial phenomena, which is another way of saying UFOs.
Right.
To make a long story short, cosmonauts are on the space station. You know, you got that space station up here.
Right.
And they report that they've seen 7, 8 to 10 foot angels with wings following the space station. And when they came back, the Russians telling them they were hallucinating. It was group hallucination. And then they sent another group of cosmonauts up, and they saw the same exact thing. So what Ezekiel the prophet saw in his time, although it was a vision, I'll be meditating on, you know, the vision that he saw, because I'm sure these angels are older than mankind, right?
Right.
And he said they have four faces. Huh?
And they letting them know. Ain't that where you going that we don't know where you at?
Right.
You can run, but you can hide.
He said they had four faces. Four faces. Right. The face of a man, the face of a lion, the face of an eagle, and the face of a bull. These angels were created before man was created, before the lion was created, before the eagle was created, and before the bull was created.
Mm-hmm. Don't you mean, Brother Cox, no, that was young, too. Didn't you have that, you saw the ox, the eagle, the lion when he was in the car or something?
Yeah, I had the face of a man.
That picture.
The eagle, the lion, four faces.
And these four angels were around long before man, long before eagles, long before lions, long before bulls, right?
Uh-huh.
It's just something to think about, because creation maybe reflects what's in the heavens.
Exactly.
And, if the angels look like that, and eagles look like those angels, one side of their face, then that's just something to meditate on.
I mean, just that eagle looking at me scared the hell out of me.
And nations represent themselves by the eagle, right?
Exactly.
Yes, they do.
And nations worship the bull, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, look at that one downtown, Manhattan.
And then you know about the lion.
Exactly.
Most nations, a lot of nations represent themselves by the lion. So you got the lion. Nations represent themselves by the eagle. European nations represent themselves by, and people worship the bull. And man too. Mankind.
Yes.
Exactly.
Just some thoughts, you know, to think about his vision that he saw.
Well, you know what? And we pray that you bring him in that oil. Look at those colors we made mention of, the bronze, varnished bronze, the pearl, the crystal, the amber. So you can have some
burning coal. What does burning coal look like?
Right, burning coal. You know. So you can have some general idea of the colors that Brother Ezekiel saw. And muse on these things. Burn the midnight oil. Don't take our word for it. Go back over it. Go back over for yourselves. And see through the eyes of Ezekiel what he saw. We didn't see anything. We're looking through the eyes of Ezekiel also. And I'm pretty sure Kachira has looked at the colors. He's a detailed guy like y'all. And we try to encourage him. Sister Abby, I'm pretty sure. With her studies, she's probably prone to look up the colors herself, so she can have some perspectives of what a brother is. We knew he was a Levitical priest. We knew
you know, sir, I'm a looking up all of them up tonight, but I have to do it by the phone, because I still refuse to go buy another computer.
Look up the colors, because you need to do the research. And the detail of the small things that we sort of look at, which is the angels and so on and so forth, the likeness of the Most High. But look up the detail of all this color, because they wouldn't mention just to make you feel good. So we're mentioned so you can have some idea, some general description as what Ezekiel is looking at. As a matter of fact, look up those angels and what they look like. They will have a description of it.
Okay.
Well, Cartrell, Sister Abby, We're ready for a lovely song that the Most High has shared with us.
Yes, sir. Before I go there, I just wanted to say one more thing about this chapter. We noticed that the prophet Ezekiel is in captivity, and the Most High still came to him. So we're in captivity, brothers in prison. We, the nation is scattered worldwide. So when I hear brothers ascribe to the tribe of Levi, and they have visions and dreams, and they hear the Most High speaking to them, my ears percolate, because the Most High will come to us in the midst of our captivities, just like he did the prophet Ezekiel. And we don't know who we are. To other people, we just Negroes, Blacks, African Americans, but we're coming to find out that we come from these people who are connected with, you know, the Most High.
Exactly.
So a lot of times people be trying to fool the people because you got the false prophets, you know, people dreaming dreams, but they are descendants of the house of Aaron still around. And if the Most High connects with them like he connected with Ezekiel, then we need to pay attention.
It's like, I'm going to say this real quick, Brother Cartier. It's like when I had that dream, and then like I said, I don't dream like that. You know, very rare that I dream. But when I dream, that cloud came down on me, and then it was lifted back up, and the rainbow was there, and the number 444 was there. And then it told me to fold it up and put it in my pocket and take it and show it to you and Yamsu. And that's why I told y'all about it. I said, now, because I know I'm in a dream. I'm saying to myself, maybe y'all was directing me to stay in this study with y'all.
You said the Most High was telling you something in regards to Katria and I?
When I had the dream after I fold, when the cloud was lifted back up and handed to me in my hands, I folded the cloud up, beautiful cloud, and was putting it in my pocket. And it said to me, the voice said, show it to Brother Cartier and Yasu. And that's what I did. So I was thinking, even after that, I had that same dream again. So I was saying, maybe that was y'all's way of letting me know I was in the right place to study with y'all. I don't know, but that's where I'm getting from it. So I said it could be like that.
So that's why you always say you ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
I can understand it. Because me and Cartier, we ain't going to leave you astray. We ain't gonna tell you what we feel, what we think, or whatnot. We're gonna tell you what the Most High says in any regard, in every regard.
And I remember another, but it wasn't no dream. This one was when I was still drinking and got in some trouble and I needed some money.
Right.
I got on my knees and I cried like a baby. To God, and I don't care what nobody said. They could say I'm crazy or not, but I heard a voice that told me, don't worry. I jumped up off my knees, and because it sounded like the voice was in the room with me.
Right.
And a few days after that, I was able to get the lump sum of money and extra that I needed to pay off the debt that I had acquired.
Right.
So that's y'all right there for me.
Praise Yah. And I'm humble, and I'm sure Cartier's humble, that the Most High thinks so highly of us to study with you. It's humbling, and it's inspirational, because we don't get too much encouragement. And we see it by the prophets. And so any bit of encouragement goes a long way in our endeavor to do what the Most High would have us to do. So.
Yeah, y'all bless y'all both.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that dream. How come you ain't pick up the phone and tell us play 444?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. But I did tell y'all about the dream, Katya.
I didn't hear no 444.
Yeah. Under the rainbow, it had, there was a cloud, beautiful cloud came down, and then it was the rainbow under the cloud. And right at the edge of the rainbow, it said 444.
Did you get that memo, Yancey? Did you get that notice?
No, I can't recall no 444.
Yeah. And then they told
that was part of the dream he was dreaming. You dreamt that you gave it to us.
And lift the cloud back up off my shoulders. And as it was lifting, it was put in my hand, and I folded up real neatly and put it in my pocket, and it said, take it and show it to Brother Yansu, to Brother Concierge. And that's why I told y'all about that dream, because it told me to tell y'all, show it to you, but I couldn't show it to you.
Yeah. 444, 12.
What's 12?
I'm
adding, Israel.
Right, 12 tribes of Israel.
Oh, Lord, I didn't even think of that.
But at least you had a vision. And sometimes you got daydreamers, right? I used to daydream, sit in class and just wander. My mind used to wander out the class. I used to see visions, not on the scale that Ezekiel's seeing, but my mind used to wander all the time while I was absorbing what the teacher was saying. But it was just a trait that I had, so. This vision that he had, he's wide awake, and he's seeing it and feeling it and writing it down in detail. And most people don't write their dreams down in detail, but he's seeing his vision and writing it down in detail.
Right. It's encouraging. It's encouraging what you keep talking. And it's really encouraging what the Most High told you to share with us. It's 12 tribes.
444.
So, I'll remember from now on the 12 tribes, too.
12 tribes.
Okay, all let's get some singing.
I'm going to keep that. I'm going to muse on that. I'm going to muse on that. Okay, Katria. And Sister Abia, we're ready to hear a lovely song. And thank you, Sister Abia.
Oh, welcome.
Yes, we ready for Psalms 53? Back on track with King David.
You are 54. 54. Brother Katya, are you hurting?
No.
You are 54.
We're in the first chapter of Ezekiel, right?
Yeah, and we did.
Last chapter of Jeremiah is 52,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's like 53. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, you're taking us off the reservation now. Be careful.
I got to do better.
All right. Give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel for King Dawid of Yehuda. Yes. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding he put in the form of his songs. And he says in chapter 53 of the book of Psalms, the fool has said in his heart, there is no Yah. They are corrupt. They have done abominable iniquity. And that's what universal white race supremacy says. There is no God. They call them atheists, right? And then they make up their own gods to fool the people and take advantage of the people. There is no God. That's why they're trying to find the Most High in some kind of CERN collider. You can open your eyes and see the handiworks of Yah, Mr. Scientist, who made the sun, who made the moon, who made the stars, the four seasons. And things of that nature. Who put the earth in a Goldilocks zone? Not too close to the sun, we burn, or too far away, we call it the Goldilocks zone. Who put us there? Big Bang? Oh, no. You're corrupt, and you have done abominable iniquity. There is no one who does good. Wow. Yah looks down from heaven on the children of men to see if there are any who understood. Raise your hand if you understand Yah's plan. Are we trying to get it? Are we trying to get y'all to plan and understand? Most people ain't trying to understand Yah. Who seek after Elohim, the Most High, Yah. How many of us seek after Yah? Every one of them has gone back. That's why he destroyed the earth the first time. Mm-hmm. They have become filthy together. That's why he destroyed the earth the first time and saved Noah and his family. There is no one, no one who does good. No, not one. We have forgotten how to do good. Forgotten how to do good. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread. Yeah, they eat us for lunch every day, all day, 365, 24/7. And don't call on Yah. These people don't call on Yah. They call on the gods that they made with their hands. There, they were in great fear, where no fear was. For Yah has scattered the bones of him who encamps against you. That's what's coming. You have put them to shame because Yah has rejected them. That's what happened to us. So we ain't shame. Yah scattered us, and Yah doing what y'all want. Oh, that the salvation of Yisrael will come out of Zion. And that's what we all waiting for. When Yah brings back his people from captivity, then Yaakov shall rejoice, and Yisrael shall be glad. That's a little bit of prophecy from King David. Because he didn't see us going to captivity, did he? And he's talking about a futuristic thing. And he's talking about Yaakov, our father. He said, Yaakov shall rejoice, and Yisrael, same father, shall be glad. His soul will be in peace and at rest after all this captivity stuff. And Yah will bring back his people. Salvation is coming out of Zion, excellency, the excellency of Yah. Praise Yah. People don't know King David was a prophet, but he saw us in captivity, and he prayed for us. Praise Yah. So don't be a fool and say there is no Yah. You're only corrupting yourself.
Now I know.
And be a little strict.
I know.
I think we're exhausted. Yeah, that's all there is. Unless you got some insight on what we just read.
Hey, I'm too.
Yes, ma'am.
I think he done got busy right now.
I
back
away. I step away to the little fella's room. Katria?
I'm here. I need
I
Pope.
Step away to the little fella's room. Okay. Katria's done?
Yes.
Okay. You got any commentary, Sister Avia?
No, I'm good tonight.
Oh, okay. You good tonight?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Okay, all right. So you ain't thinking about the restoration of Israel? The folly of the godless? Okay, all right.
Every day. Every
okay.
day. Not just tonight, but every day.
Well, that says you don't keep trying to keep up with the Joneses, ain't it?
I don't got time for the Joneses.
Yeah, because what works for wicked people. Well, what works for wicked people don't work for us, bottom line.
Right.
Gotcha. Any commentary?
Yeah, man. I'm looking at Babylon and these trials or this congressional hearing. And it took this young lady, was she 24 years old?
Exactly.
To have the courage to speak up and out against what was going on, the shenanigans that were going on in the White House. And it's crazy because none of the leaders that she was around, because she's basically a minion, took her to bring out the truth.
Exactly.
It's still going on. I haven't been keeping up with much of that because I've been going in and out. Busy.
Yeah, come on.
I saw when she was there. That was the last time I watched. But the trial is still on now.
There's no trial. It's just an investigation.
It's no trial. It's just an investigation into what happened. And,
yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's getting real heated. Getting really heated. They bring out so much evidence and testimony, and from Donald Trump's own people.
Wow, they eating each other up.
Yep. But everybody in New York knows that Donald Trump is a gangster, a con man, and that's how he moves, like a gangster, a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
He's got affiliation with the mob. And unfortunately, white America couldn't see that coming. Or they saw it coming and embraced it.
That's what they
are. Know, they love their mafia figures. Yeah.
Right.
They love the Godfather.
Yeah, that's who they are. They love lying and liars. So it comes up. I expect how they respond to him, and I expect how he responded to them. I'm not surprised in the least bit. I understand universal white race supremacists. So it comes as no surprise to me.
And he got all those bureaucrats in Washington shook in the way that he moves, because he don't move like them.
Wicked man.
Yep. He exercised
everything that's wicked, and they're surprised.
Well, all of them that let it go by, and that even they knew. They come on now. They the same. They all the same. They are the same. They had that same wicked ways and everything. So just a few that might just, like you said, the young lady stepped out and told the truth or whatever. But deep inside, as far as I'm concerned, most of them, all of them are with me.
And you know,
they could benefit, if they could benefit off of it or for anything, they're in it until they get caught. When they get caught up, that's all more lives start.
Hey, you don't
say. And you can tell Vice President Mike Pence is shook because he know all the details. He wanted that mob crowd. Donald Trump wanted that mob crowd to go in there and kill, hang, do whatever they did to Mike Pence. And they was about to do it, too.
Yeah.
And he ain't spoke out about it yet.
And you don't expect the Secret Service won't lie for him? Come on.
Hey.
Yeah, a lie ain't nothing for one of them to tell. And he didn't do what she said he did. And so I expect for them to lie. I mean, they've caught them in so many dirty deeds when they traveled across the land, taking care of the president, so on and so forth. They caught him having buck-naked parties and every kind of stuff. You mean to tell me you want to make these folks won't lie? Or he didn't do that to make her look bad? Wait just a minute. And if you don't expect her to be a sacrificial lamb to make what they're saying a lie in order for him to get back, these folks are crooked than a dog's hind leg. I don't expect nothing out of either one of them.
Mm-mm.
All right. As that being said, anybody have any closing remarks on this beautiful song, Psalms?
And just like you said, it said it all, and it's a beautiful song. All the songs, just like Brother Castiel always said, beautiful and inspiring.
They will. And they will tell you the truth.
Yeah.
It's true. About wicked folks, good people, people that are trying to do right by the Most High codification, and folks that's doing what they want to do, how they want to do it, and what they want to do. And it gives you a choice. What are you going to do? You going to follow the Most High codes, or you're going to follow the codes of men? And the Most High says, trust no man. I'd rather follow what the Most High says.
And King David, he always speaks about salvation. It always pops up in these songs that he sings. He says in the latter part, the last verse of his song, oh, that the salvation of Yisrael will come out of Zion when Yah brings back his people from captivity. And Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. He's a prophet.
Yeah.
He knows what's coming.
Right. He didn't tell no man what's going to do it, now, did he?
Oh, no. Not none of his sons.
Mm.
Most of them. And people talk about salvation at a time. So church people looking for salvation, they need to read the book of Psalms. And it's right in there.
That being said, as Sister Abby, I don't have a commentary. But we're right on in the close. We always try to encourage you or suggest to you to get your new heart and new spirit. We'll help facilitate your studies and help Christ make your soul restored for his name's sake, and to learn to love one another, and to learn the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. You need that. And to learn to be humble before the Most High. You need that. Cartier says, like the Kirby, humility is just like spinach from Popeye for us. Back to heaven. It's the key. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. Cartier, Sister Abby, any commentary and our good night.
Just be humble, stay focused, and stay prayed up, and good night and shalom.
Yes, sir. We love you. Shalom and good night. See you tomorrow. Most High will.
Y'all heard my brother and sister. Say no more. We finna get ready to get out the door. We love you.
Your heart.